Before we pray, I'd like to use a passage in Mark chapter 10, verse 46 to 52 for our mutual encouragement. In Mark chapter 10, verse 46 to 52, records the story of Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus is a blind man. And while Jesus was on the earth, Jesus healed many blind men. But this person, Bartimaeus, is very special because Bible specifically records his name. The name Bartimaeus means son of the despised in Hebrew. Bar means son, like Barnabas, means son of Barnabas, you know, Bar stands for son, so the son of Nas. And so Matias in Hebrew means despised. However, in Greek, Timaeus means highly prized. So this person, Bartimaeus, in one way, in the eyes of men, among his fellow men, Hebrews, he's been despised. But in the sight of the God, he is highly prized. Why is that? Let's look at Mark chapter 10. Mark chapter 10, verse 46. Now they came to Jericho. As he went out of Jericho with his disciple and a great multitude, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the road begging. 47. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." 48. Then many warned him to be quiet, but he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Verse 49. So Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. Then they called the blind man, saying to him, "Be of good cheer. Rise, he is calling you." Verse 50. And throwing aside his garment, he rose and came to Jesus. 51. So Jesus answered and said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, "Rabboni, that I may receive my sight." 52. Then Jesus said to him, "Go your way. Your faith has made you well." And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the road. Here, in the beginning, we can see that Bartimaeus is a blind person. When he heard the word Jesus, this person Jesus coming by, he suddenly has hope in his life. There were many people follow the Lord, and some people maybe treat this Jesus as a person with high status, such as a teacher. Maybe people follow the Lord because everybody else is following the Lord. And maybe just treat him as an ordinary person. And nothing big deal about it. But for this Bartimaeus, he knew that this Jesus is son of David. He is implying that he is the Messiah. So he cried out, "Son of David." And he see that the Lord is very special and is his hope. But other people don't feel that way. And let's look at how the people respond to his calling. In verse 48, it says, the many warned him to be quiet. Can you imagine if a blind person crying out loud? We wonder, say, "What are you crying? You can't even see. Why do you cry out?" So people despise him because he cannot see. And especially he say, "Jesus, son of David." People would say, "You don't even know. You cannot see. How do you know this is son of David?" And so for one of the reasons people tell him to be quiet is because people don't believe that he can see. And because he's blind. And some other people may be telling him to be quiet is because that the Lord has something more important thing to do. He's too busy. And the Lord did not respond to his crying. So the people thought, "Oh, the Lord didn't care. So be quiet. The Lord has something more important thing to do." And some people might say, this is not the right time for you to cry out loud. It's not appropriate. Sometimes some people are very concerned with etiquette. This is not the right time to do this thing or cry out loud. And he did not come to the Lord because he's blind. But what he can do, he's cry out loud with loud voice. And we know that in etiquette that it's not right to shout so loud. We have to be considerate. But the people we can see from here, they really don't have much love for this blind person. Can you imagine this blind person being, if he had been 30 years old and he'd been blind since he was born? What kind of life will he live? How will he feel? People don't understand this person's suffering. And they're only concerned about etiquette. Or maybe the Lord has something more important thing to do. Or what are you talking about? You can't see. So these people don't really have any sympathy or don't really understand what this person is going through. So they told this blind man to be quiet. And this is the group of people who followed the Lord. And let's look at verse 48, the second half. But what is the response of Bartimaeus? Bible records, but he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." We can see here Bartimaeus have a very strong faith. His environment was very difficult for him. When he first cried out, the Lord did not respond to him. And the people were suppressing him, telling him, be quiet. And there's nobody understanding him. So it was very difficult. But he did not stop. He continued to cry out. We don't know how many times he cried out. But he cried out so much that eventually, in verse 49, it records, Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And so Bartimaeus has a very strong faith. He continued to cry out. It doesn't matter what people say. He knew if this Messiah would have mercy on him, that Messiah, the Lord, is able to heal him. And then when the Lord called him to come over, then we can see in verse 49, the second half, people start to change. They say, then they called the blind man, saying to him, be of good cheer, rise, he's calling you. But before this, these people say, be quiet, you don't know anything. But now say, come on, it's okay. Pat on his back. The Lord is calling you. Come over. Okay? Treat him nice. We can see these people change. But before this happened, do these people really believe in the Lord? Do these people have faith in the Lord? Do these people know the Lord? When the Lord did not respond, it's not that the Lord didn't hear. The Lord just didn't respond to this Bartimaeus. But many people thought, oh, the Lord didn't care. So basically people saying to him, don't waste your time, just be quiet. But the Lord did hear, but the Lord just did not respond for some reason. But eventually the Lord responds. And so the people, they change and kind of nice to him. And this reminds us that the story of Job. When Job was suffering, he lost everything and was afflicted with boils in his body. And many friends and also many relatives thought that, oh, he has sinned. He's been punished by God. And when he cried out loud, his relative, his friend doesn't care. Don't want to help him because he felt that, oh, he deserved it. But when the Lord spoke up and justified him, and in the last chapter of Job, we can see suddenly people show up and comfort him and then give him a piece of a gold to him. And we can see that, do those people know the plan of God, know God's will? They don't. But when the Lord spoke up, people changed. And let's look on next passage. Verse 51, Jesus answered and said to him, what do you want me to do for you? When we read this verse, we might be thinking, did the Lord not know what does this person, Bartimaeus, wants? Of course, Jesus Christ knows. But the Lord saying, what do you want me to do for you? At that time, he basically can ask one thing that's most important to him. Usually people have many troubles, so therefore people have many requests. But the Lord said to him, what do you want me to do for you? What's the first thing you want? And at this time, Bartimaeus actually had many, many needs. One of the needs is that he might be feeling cold during the nighttime, so he had this garment on him. And maybe he don't have enough. He can cry out to God, cry out to the Lord, saying, please give me a garment. Or he can cry out to the Lord, saying, make me rich, because I don't like to be begging on the street. If you can make me rich, then I won't be here begging and lose my face, feel shameful, feel so incapable. But what did Bartimaeus ask? He asked in verse 51, second half, Rabboni, that I may receive my sight. So we can see here that what is the most important to him is he want to receive his sight more than all the riches in this world. He feel that if he cannot see, then these riches doesn't matter to him. So he want to receive his sight more than all the things of this world. And the Lord granted him his sight, and he saw, and he was able to follow the Lord. So in this story, what can we learn from it? We can learn from two things. First is the people. We can see the people, even though they follow the Lord, but they may not know the Lord very well. And they maybe was lacking the faith, thinking that the Lord cannot perform such a miracle. And for us, this is to serve as a warning. Okay? We need, even though we follow the Lord and our eyes are open, we can see. But do we really know the Lord? I remember I was listening to a CD from the Nomad. This is radio broadcasting from Taiwan. It's called Nomad. And inside this program was a sister was testifying. She got this certain disease that there's no cure. And she had to suffer that kind of shame and that inconvenience and that suffering for the rest of her life. And because people know that there's no cure, and some brethren was telling her, saying, well, get prepared. There's no cure, and be prepared to be like this for the rest of your life. And she feels so hurt. But she had faith in God. Say, if God's willing, God can heal me. So she continued to pray and pray and pray, despite some people say, oh, there might not be a cure for your illness. Get ready for such suffering for the rest of your life. But she prayed. And then she testified that she was healed of her infirmity. And then she recovered. So when we see other people are suffering, well, one thing, the most least thing we can do is don't discourage them. God's able. If we don't believe God's able, then don't say anything. At least that person believes God's able. And that person can pray for healing. And second, we should have mercy and compassion on them. If they're praying, and we should pray for them too, asking God to show mercy. Because the God that we believe is almighty. He's able to help us if he's willing and have mercy upon us. So this is what we need to do for our brethren, especially if our brethren are praying for Holy Spirit or certain trouble that they encounter. We need to pray for them. Not saying, well, maybe this is the way it's going to be for the rest of your life. It's not. Second, we need to learn from Bartimaeus' faith. Even though there are some oppositions, difficulties, but he did not stop. His desire to see is as strong as ever. He has a very strong desire, more than all the riches of this world. And think about it. To live as a beggar, he had to rely on others. And the problem, his true problem, is not that he had to beg or he has no money. The true problem is he cannot see. And his life is always had to depend on others. If he can see, he can go to work and earn a living, even though it's more tiring, but there's a dignity to it. And his life at that time, while he was blind, he had to depend on the people. If people give him much, he has much. If people give him little, then he has little. And if he begs and nobody gives him anything, he has nothing. And today, in the Bible, we can see that there's this physical eyesight and also there's a spiritual eyesight. What we want to know, what we want to receive, is having our spiritual eyesight opened. Maybe we all can see very well, but then in some ways, we cannot see what Bible records, especially if we're reading Isaiah. The graduate class is studying Isaiah. Sometimes we read it and say, what's this talking about? I don't understand. Even though I can read it, but I cannot understand it. But understanding the Bible requires the spiritual eyesight. And we had to ask ourselves, I think many of us had this problem if it was to read Isaiah or any prophetic books or some parts of the Bible, that we read it, but it's so vague to us. And do we want to be like this throughout our life? How to always depend on the preachers or workers of God to explain it to us? Don't we want to know for ourselves when we read it? And we must have that imitation. We must have that kind of faith, like Bartimaeus. He prayed for it. He asked for it very strongly. And he doesn't like to be living darkness. And he does not want to always depend on people giving him. He wants to be independent. He can earn his own living. So today, while we pray, very important thing. Maybe we have many things that we want to pray for. But we must pray for that God to open our eyes. Must have the spirit of understanding and wisdom so that we can understand what Bible is talking about. So we can truly know the Lord. And so we can truly have our faith built upon the Lord. And this is what we need to do. And this is what we need to always pray for, the spirit of understanding and wisdom, so that we can know the Lord. Okay. So now we're going to pray together.